Political tensions are at a fever pitch as a historically ugly presidential campaign draws to a close, and experts suggest constant political engagement could be building those anxieties. I'm Nick Evans. A rancorous election has reached its final stage, but regardless of who is sworn in next January, the deep partisan divisions it's brought to light won't be bridged easily. To many of their opponents, the nominees at the top of the Republican and Democratic ticket don't just hold positions and beliefs at odds with their own. The candidates seem dangerous. Dr. Brad Schmidt from the Anxiety and Behavioral Health Clinic at Florida State University says those hardening political attitudes could be tied to media sources that rely on fear.
I guess in the old days they used to say sex sells, right? But fear sells too. And if you think about the media, people have learned that if you get folks riled up, anxious, afraid, they're going to tune in.
He explains the success outlets have found with this approach is at least partly biological, as it heightens sensations that trigger the brain's fight-or-flight responses. And FSU sociologist Dina Rollinger says the way people consume information now works to multiply the effect.
So if you think about this in terms of politics, if you're constantly engaging and you have this level of anxiety, you're your own worst enemy in this regard, right? You have to recognize that the media, that the technology that we're using is designed to pull us in, and we have to try to find ways to pull ourselves out.
But while Rollinger says people should be judicious about where and how they consume information, the stress of the election shouldn't be an excuse to disengage politically.
What research shows is that even if we don't love our candidates, we're more satisfied when we participate. So that in and of itself is a reason to go out on Tuesday and vote.
Schmidt and Rollinger spoke on WFSU's public affairs show Perspectives. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.